That brings us to the close of what has been an extraordinarily dense news day. Let me do a quick forward look before we sign off. Thursday's primetime presidential address is the next major domestic political event. Watch for how the administration presents its declassified 2020 election intelligence, and watch the congressional reaction, particularly from Republicans who have been quietly uncomfortable with some of the administration's election-related actions. Warsh's Fed testimony today will set the tone for rate expectations through the summer. If he signals any openness to cuts before inflation is clearly subdued, bond markets will respond sharply.
On the Iran front, the Pentagon's one-week deadline for releasing school strike findings expires in 7 days. Watch whether the administration complies, seeks an extension, or simply ignores the deadline. Each response tells you something different about where congressional-executive relations on this conflict are heading. The Cuba drone situation will either produce evidence of actual operational assets, in which case the pressure on Trump to respond militarily in the hemisphere intensifies dramatically, or the reporting will prove overstated, which would raise questions about the intelligence basis for Trump's public warning.
In markets, the CPI number today is the biggest near-term catalyst. If headline inflation comes in above expectations, call it above 3.8% annualized, expect the 30-year yield to push further past 5% and equities to come under pressure. If it's in line or softer, there's room for a relief rally. The AI IPO pipeline, OpenAI and Anthropic both heading toward public markets, is a story we'll be tracking closely. Reuters' Breaking Views analysis suggests only about 20% of venture capital firms have meaningful exposure to those IPOs, which means the distribution of IPO gains will be highly concentrated, with most of the venture ecosystem watching from the outside.
And in science, FAA clearance for Starship Flight 13 means we're watching for a launch window announcement. SpaceX moves quickly once it has regulatory clearance. A launch attempt within the next few weeks is realistic.
Now, a quick time capsule moment of intellectual honesty. Back on May 18th, in an earlier episode, we referenced Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea as evidence of Kyiv's expanding long-range strike capabilities. Listeners rightly flagged this. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and nowhere near Ukrainian-controlled territory. Ukraine has no plausible access to Caspian Sea targets. We apparently reported a claim that turned out to be fictitious, and we should have fact-checked the geography more carefully. The underlying point about Ukraine's drone and long-range strike capability is real and documented, just not in the Caspian Sea. We regret the error.
And before we go, something we say with genuine appreciation rather than as a formality. This podcast is made possible by Claude Code from Anthropic, which handles our script generation and production automation, and by Perplexity for real-time topic discovery and research. Honestly, being able to produce comprehensive, deeply researched analysis at this pace without an entire production team reflects something real about how AI tools are changing what independent creators can build. We're grateful to the people at both companies who built these tools.
If you're interested in AI, developer tools, and open source technology, the stories behind the stories we cover here, check out Intellijix HN Daily, our companion show with deep dive analysis of the top Hacker News discussions. It's on the same platform and complements what we do here nicely. Every segment of today's episode is designed to stand alone, so share whichever topics hit closest to home for your listeners.
We'll be back tomorrow with the morning's fresh developments. Whatever happens between now and then, and given today, something will. We'll be ready for it. This is Sarah Chen.
And Marcus Rodriguez. See you tomorrow.